evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Lake Service Net. My name is Jeff, it's Net Itself every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blue Moon Radio Clear Feeder on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Blueville Nights Radio Club's next opening meeting was tonight, and I just remembered it just now, and I forgot all about it. Well, I hope it was a good meeting. I should have made it. Anyway, everyone, welcome to attend the next meeting as soon as I find out the data. Alright, are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Lake Service Net, and I'll take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2-9-Z.
KD2-ZMZ, Jack, good evening, what's up?
Well, as usual, nothing too special. Just kind of getting ready for the election at 9:30. And I got to say, tonight's one of the quietest nights I've had as far as static goes on the bands here. It's got nothing to do, of course, with your end of it. It's, in between. I'm so far away from the repeater. So everything is pretty good. We got up to about 55 today. A little on the chilly side. We had some rain, some fairly heavy rain, and we even had, I guess you'd call them ice pellets this morning. It covered all the cars and everything else. It wasn't really hail, it was just that. Because it was up around in the 40 degree temperature range, so. But anyway, we got up to 55, and right now we're sitting at 47. So that's about it. Hope you get some more in there. KA2-Z.
All right, Jack. The band was really quiet, especially for a while there. I was trying to transmit and I didn't have the antenna plugged in. I unplugged it last night from the storm, and I was amazed at how quiet the band was there for a while. Well, what are you going to do? Fortunately, I caught it in time and was able to get the net done anyway. All right. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Light Service Net. Looking for check-in.
N5ALW, good evening, Jeff.
All right.
KC2NVU.
All right, there's two more. You guys probably made it to the meeting. I forgot all about it until I started to mention it here on the preamble. But what's going on tonight, Bill? N5AOW.
I'll tell you what, N5AOW, I wanted to make the meeting tonight and never got to it. Got a little back problem this afternoon, late. Well, I'll tell you what, it just pretty much flattened me. So, with that, I stayed home and didn't do a whole lot. Had a good day today, though. It was sunny at times and got out to enjoy that a little bit. And we had a fair amount of rain, like everyone else. There were times that it downpoured and other times that it warmed up a little bit. Got halfway decent. I think it finally got to somewhere around 52 degrees. Right now it's about 37, and I'm sure it's going to drop down lower than that. But you know what? I'm ready for the rest of spring to come in and warm it up a bit. And I'll say good evening and hello to Ray as he checked in, and Jack also. And I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
Hi, Phil. We had the same rain here, and it did clear out towards the end, though. Kind of nice there, a little bit, at the end of the day. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Well, we got 41 degrees up on the hill here. You weren't alone. A lot of people didn't make it to the meeting. We had a total of five that made it tonight. But we had a meeting. Didn't miss much. We discussed a lightning protector and a 500-mile bicycle ride in August.
Well, I won't be at the bicycle ride. I can assure you of that. But, alright. Well, thanks. I'm glad the meeting got out. You know, I forgot all about it. I mentioned it last night, and I was going to put it down on my calendar, and I, one thing led to another, and I just forgot to do it, so I'm heading in there. Alright, well, thanks, Ray. Catch up with you later. KD2, AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I've just been working all day, and going to work here another hour or so. I'll be heading off to bed, but it's really, that's about it. Kind of just resting up. If it's going to rain, I'm going to rest up, and then maybe we can get out for a run here tomorrow. We'll see. It still looks like it might get some more rain here tomorrow, but they're getting a little wishy-washy on the forecast, so we'll have to see what happens. All right. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2WI, mobile.
KC2WI, mobile. Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, I just made a phone call here to see if I had a customer that I told I would probably be here for this meeting, if not before. And I left too late Sunday to stop, and I called them before I left Lake Pleasant, and they weren't here, and I left them a message, and they just called again, so I guess they're out of town or something. And I'm heading back to Glenfield. Sunday I worked on my car a little bit with the HF set up and put the little bit of wiring finished up that I never did in the fall, and Saturday afternoon I put the mag mount on the roof, the big four magnet mount, to put the antenna on there. I just threw my little QRP rig in to see if I could figure out where all the noise I'm getting on at my house is, and you know, going down the street. And yeah, I verified it's right there, but I know it's not my house because in the morning I turned the whole power off and ran the radio on a battery. So I think it's my neighbor's house, and I talked to them about that. Whether they really do anything, I don't know. We'll find out. But so Sunday I decided, well, tonight it's a nice day. I'm gonna get the mobile set back up, and so I worked on that, and headed up to Lake Pleasant, and boy, it seemed it worked really good. I was on 40 meters, it was quiet. I put a ground strap between the motor and the frame, a little short braid, it seemed like it quieted down all my ignition noise, and I spent about an hour on 40 meters with two guys. One was in New Hampshire with, he had like a kilowatt amp and all that kind of good stuff. And the other guy was in Florida, mobile. So here I'm talking mobile New York to mobile Florida, and the guy down there was hearing me, and I was hearing him not, real strong, but mostly. And not through a lot of, spark plug noise or anything. And I'm like, oh, this is really great. I got this set up great. And so when I left to come here, I threw the 75-meter antenna on to check in the New York State Phone Traffic and Emergency Net. Just wouldn't tune up. Finally got it to tune. Just, I don't know how bad it was. and they could barely hear me and I could barely hear them, and when I actually looked and started to check, it was horrible. So I stopped, put the 40 meter antenna on, which was working great Sunday, and the car basically just sat in the driveway. Same thing. It's an absolute puzzle. I don't get it. So, you know, these mobile setups, especially HF, is always something. I have no clue what the heck it is. Absolute mystery. I even stopped, well, so I was late for the meeting. You know, I've got my little meter out that I always have in the car and made sure there was no shorts or opens on the coax. I don't know. KC2WI.
Well, that's part of the hobby there, Pete. You're going to have to keep searching on it and figure it out, I guess, if you want to nail it down. All right, well, good luck with that. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun, and that's nice when you can reduce the interference like that. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and have a good ride home there. We'll catch up with you later on your radio. All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Bill, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, what's going on tonight?
Yeah, I was going to check in, but the computer timed out. Or at least the system here timed out. So, yeah, nothing much. Just sitting here watching television, and that's about it. I'm probably going to be in Boonville Thursday, going up to see Mom, and probably swing by and see you, too.
All right, well, I'll be here. I know Jeff's coming up on Thursday, too, sometime there. He said he's leaving sometime in the morning. He'll be up here in the afternoon. I don't know what time he's getting here. I know he's going to want to go up to camp. He's going to be up for a couple days. We got projects to get done up there, but we should be here.
Okay. I'll leave early Thursday morning, so I'll probably stop by to see you before I run over to see Mom, and then I'll be heading on back down. So, good. And if it doesn't snow, it'll be even better.
Yeah, you won't see any snow. I know they show that there a little bit in the forecast, but that's if it's, you know, below freezing, or freezing right around there, and it's only time it's like that, first thing in the morning, and goes right back to, and you know, warms right up pretty quick. I wouldn't worry about that. But, anyway, I've had it with any kind of snow, so I'm really hoping we don't see anything. But I, like I said, even their temperature forecasts are bottoming out at 32 degrees, so can't be much with the way of snow. But yeah, I'll be here working, so let me know when you're getting close. I'll be Or, you know, when you come in the driveway, give me a buzz. All right. WB2REQ, KD2AIT. I'm going to be clear on your final.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, I'll give you a call when I get up there. So that's it. I'm going to watch a little more TV and call it a night. Okay, Jeff. Take care. WB2REQ is clear.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations coming up, please.
AOW, good evening, Jack.
N5AOW, hello there, Bob, thank you for checking in. KA27Z for Rockdown, looking for additional stations. Any other stations for Rockdown, with or without traffic? Okay, I guess it's just you and I, Bob. Thank you very much for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 to you. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.